We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The state GOP. WTIC. We've got more rants coming up, but right now we're joined by the new interim head of the CTGOP, Sue Hatfield. Hello, Sue. Welcome to WTIC.
Hi, Todd. How are you this afternoon? Thank you for having me.
I'm psyched to have you here. Thank you for joining us. I wanted you to pump up the fact that there's a special election so everybody can hear it from your direct communication.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. So tomorrow, March 2nd, there's a special election occurring for the 27th Senatorial District, which is Stanford and Darien, and we have a wonderful candidate. His name is Josh Essies, and we are hoping that he is going to win and bring some common sense to Hartford. So there's been two great pushes the last two Saturdays. There's been a lot of volunteers, a lot of visibility down in Stanford and Darien, and many are hoping that Josh wins tomorrow, and there's a lot of excitement in his campaign right now.
Is there awareness there that it's just such a tough time of year and kind of a strange, anomalous moment for an election? Are people conscious of it going on and fired up about it?
Well, we're doing a lot in on social media. There's a lot of push through social media, through calls, through door-to-door. So we're getting the vote out, and historically, special elections tend to favor Republican candidates. So we are going to work as hard as we can until the polls close tomorrow night.
What is the I know you've been doing your share of helping Josh and being out there talking to people. What is on people's minds right now?
Right now, what's on people's minds is they can't afford to live in Connecticut. And many people are talking about if things don't turn around, that they're going to be forced to retire in other states that are more tax friendly, that are more affordable. Some of the states that come up are Florida, Texas, the Carolinas. So we want to make Connecticut a more affordable place for folks. We need to retain those folks in Connecticut. We need to make Connecticut more desirable for their children and grandchildren to return to, as well as businesses. Many, many businesses have left Connecticut. We need to make Connecticut a place where businesses want to relocate to. So that's the top of everybody's mind is Connecticut has become truly unaffordable.
Yeah, I think that word, affordability, is the cornerstone of people's frustration. But there's also a frustration that the political process in the state doesn't seem to function, that somehow the voices of people are not heard. Is that something that you're discussing with voters as well?
It is, and as chairman now, I have established a communications committee, rapid response team, to make sure that we are able to quickly disseminate our information statewide. So we're working with our communications committee, we're working with our Republican town committee chairman throughout the state to make sure that we're able to get our message out, able to make people aware of different legislation that's coming forward, to, you know, have people testify for and against legislation. So, you know, many people know the media does not cover Republicans the same fashion it covers the Democrats. So we need to create our own. And I am working to do so, to make sure that we are able to rapidly disseminate our information all across the state.
We're talking to Sue Hatfield from the state GOP. So you're saying you're making your own direct communication method so that the state GOP can go direct to the consumers of that information. How do you do that?
So what we've done first and foremost, this was raised at our last state state central meeting, that we really need a communications committee. And I said, you're exactly right. So our communications committee has met. Right now it's members of state central, but we're going to be working on press releases. We're going to be working on social media. We're going to be working in direct contact with those local Republican town committee chairmen to develop an email system, a social media system, and to get our message out to all throughout Connecticut and to voters out there, to let them know what the Republican Party is doing, to let them know what the Democrats are doing up in Hartford. And, you know, we're creating our own media. So also working on developing a very strong working relationship between the Connecticut Republican Party and our party leaders, Senate Republican Leader Kevin Kelly and House Republican Leader Vin Candelora. So we're all on the same page message-wise. And, you know, that's essential. We all need to be on the same page messaging, and we can work greater if we're in unity.
You mentioned, Sue, that the media tends not to cover Republicans like they exist. So that creates the need to find your own vehicles of dissemination. But it's remarkable right now how tough it is, where essentially there isn't a normal political process, like the democratic mechanisms that were constitutionally designed and implemented and in effect for a couple hundred years aren't there anymore. During this political shutdown, and that makes it even harder, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And right now, I am a firm supporter in our social media. I'm always advocating that if any of our friends and supporters out there see a posting from talking about different legislation or talking about what would make Connecticut more affordable, to like, comment, and to share, because it is tough in the age of COVID. In the past, when we were campaigning, we'd be able to go to large fairs and community events, and we can't do that in the same way that we used to. So we have to be creative, and there's been a lot of different ideas that have car parades and decorate, put the messages on cars, and people would drive through a neighborhood, and people have, really been thinking outside of the box of how to be able to reach constituents. That people have used Zoom. Zoom, I think, though it has a function, but I would love to be able to get back and really talk directly one-on-one with the voters. I think there's nothing like the human touch. So I'm hopeful that things will start to get back to normal, and we'll be able to get out and really meet the voters like we were able to, a year or two ago.
Back in the old days, yes. So just pump up tomorrow once more before you go.
Absolutely. So Tuesday, March 2nd, tomorrow, there is a special election in the 27th senatorial district. So we need each and every voter in the town of Stamford and Darien. If you're in the 27th senatorial district, please get out and vote for our great candidate, Josh Essie.
Well done. Thank you, Sue Hatfield. Make us part of your information dissemination machinery.
Would love to. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Thank you. That's Sue Hatfield. She's just, elected. Yeah, I guess so. The Central Committee voted on it, I think. And that is to cover the remainder of J.R. Romano's term as president or whatever it's called of the state GOP. That runs through June. And that allows things to be stabilized at the party because JR had said he was going to stay through June, the end of his term in June, but he decided to leave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.